Welcome to Center Stage Minnesota, our program showcasing the talents of Minnesota musicians. Today, I'll be talking with Shayna David-Massett. She is the new organizer of the Duluth Homegrown Festival, and we'll talk about that. And she's picked out a few bands for us to highlight today. We've also got a bunch of new music to get to, like the Urban Hillbilly Quartet, Coyote, Brother Ali, and brand new music from the Tisdales. That CD's not out till April 20th, and you'll get to hear it here today. I'm Doug McRosty. Theme music is by Matt Hoskins. There is a band you would like to hear featured on Center Stage Minnesota, please let us know. You can email comments at kaxe.org or keep in touch with me and my perspective of Minnesota music and life in general. Go to kaxe.org, click on Center Stage Minnesota. There's links to my Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter accounts. Coming up, we'll hear from Allison Scott, another song off her latest release, Hiding Under the Covers, and we'll hear one from Brother Ali, from the album Us. A new CD into the KAXE studios is Courtney Yasminet. She's from Minneapolis, and the CD is called Beautiful Lonely. The song is called In Common on Center Stage Minnesota.
Thank you. across the surface with my head held high. Shoulders pushed back, I'm convinced I'll never die. Got a squint to my eye like I can't take the world in. Too much beauty to behold by one person. Wear the sky around my shoulder like a tailor-made cloak. Creator decorated with my never-fading hopes. My same old skin like the robe of a king. Cold platinum bling happened to grow from my chin. Sun keeps kissing my cheek as if it has to. And the earth under my feet become a castle. Any word I endeavor to speak, I command you. Diagram a plan to make the devil unhand you. Should the elements change and it ever rain, drops fall around me, my garment is never stained. This is what God had in mind for me. Shine like the stars in the sky, just a line for me.
Sunset never seemed so long. Fire in the sky still going strong. Jewel in the crown keep holding on. Never let it go till it's all gone. Sunset never seemed so long. Fire in the sky still going strong. Jewel in the crown keep holding on. Never let it go till it's all gone.
There's a certain type of glow that emanates off the authentic that a fake could never imitate. He thought his outstretched hand might conceal his hate. Never knew his eyes were the windows to his real estate. I'd gladly be the mirror that you hate to crush every debate. Why the you're never great. You still be the same irrelevant in the same predicament if I never existed. My shadow isn't wise cold, where you at? My goals and advancements ain't what's holding you back. Your realest enemy is in the looking glass, but you really couldn't stand staring at your crooked. So you work in every single angle, thinking you'd be the man if I wasn't here to compare to. My advice to you is to do the you, and if you ain't willing, my dude.
Sunset never seemed so long. Fire in the sky still going strong. Jewel in the crown keep holding on. Never let it go till it's all gone. Sunset never seemed so long. Fire in the sky still going strong. Jewel in the crown keep holding on. Never let it go till it's all gone.
The beat goes on. The beat goes on. on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-di-da-di-dee, la-di-da-di-da. La-di-da-di-dee, oh, la-di-da-di-da. Grandma sit in chairs and reminisce, and boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep going faster all the time, and bums still cry, hey buddy, have you got a dime? And the beat goes on, the beat goes on. It's going on and on and on and on and on. The beat goes on.
From Alison Scott's latest CD, Hiding Under the Covers, that was The Beat Goes On, her version of that Sonny Bono tune, Alison Scott. Before that, Brother Ali with Crown Jewel from his latest CD, Us. Brother Ali is legally blind, albino, and Muslim rapper out of Minneapolis. We started off with Courtney Yasmine and her brand new CD, Beautiful Lonely. We heard the song In Common. Coming up in just a little bit, I'll be talking with Shayna David Massett, the organizer for the Duluth Homegrown Festival. She'll pick a few bands for us to listen to. Sweet Papa Dave is a blues musician from the St. Cloud area. His brand new CD is called Evil Gonna Get Ya. This is Day to Day from Sweet Papa Dave on Center Stage, Minnesota.
My life from day to day, oh yeah, yeah. You can run, but you can't hide. I'll tell you just what you should do. Face your fears and save your pride. And you'll like it this way. Living your life from day to day. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
representing the Iron Range. That was Mark Henderson and Mojosaurus Blues Band with Take the Money and Go, the title track to their brand new CD. Mark Henderson and Mojosaurus Blues Band. Before that was Sweet Papa Dave from St. Cloud, the song Day to Day from his brand new CD, Evil Gonna Get Ya. Shana David Massett is the new director for the Duluth Homegrown Music Festival. And thank you for joining us on Center Stage Minnesota.
Glad to. Thanks for having me.
So first, tell me about the history of the festival. How long has it been going on?
Oh, since 1999. It started in a celebration of the birthday of a gentleman named Scott Lunt, who is a Duluth native. And it's been in a few different forms since 99, I would say. It's grown a lot. We've got 150 bands or so booked for this year. It's a music festival. It's a celebration of what we've got all year round, which is a really strong music scene.
The registration is now closed.
It is. It closed February 28th. Those emails are still trickling in, and I have to send these sad, sad emails saying, no, I can't listen to your music. Because we've had, oh my gosh, I think it was 257 applications this year. Absolutely the most we've ever had.
Great. How does this work if someone wants to experience the Duluth Homegrown Festival? What's it like in Duluth?
Oh, it's a little bit crazy. You can show up at any one of these venues, or you can come to the Electric Fetus. You can get a wristband that will allow you to enjoy all the festivities for the week, or you can get a ticket for any individual day event. And you just come, you show up, you enjoy the music, you pick up a field guide, which has information about all 150 bands. We've got biography writers toiling over those right now, so we can get you some information about all of these musicians. And you just go, you show up to see somebody that you do know who it is, and you stay to see the person after that you don't know who it is, and you buy both their records, and you go home.
What time does music start on a typical day? Because that's a lot of bands to squeeze into a week.
It is a lot of bands. It depends on the day. I would say on a typical day, like a typical weekday, we start music right around 6 o'clock. On the weekends, we've got some brunch shows, which is neat. It's different. It's a lot of fun.
So are all of the performers for this from the Duluth area?
Oh, very good question. They all have to have some sort of very strong connection to Duluth. And again, this is my first year with this, so I'm learning how everything works. And one of the things that I figured out pretty fast was that one of the strongest criteria for acceptance is you have to have some kind of very strong relationship to Duluth. If you're not from here, you have to have been here for a while and contributing to the music scene in some sort of tangible way. I know that Kathy and Jamie and Kip are all Duluth natives, but that's just the luck of the draw, I suppose.
Is there just groups of people that you have who go through all of the entries, or did you have to do it?
We've got a steering committee,
okay.
And it's several musicians and people who are otherwise involved in the music scene in town who go through every registration. I listen to a lot of music. I think this last Saturday I listened to something like 82 bands in a row. That was my big record. And so we go through, we think about how they've contributed to the music scene in the past couple of years and their history with the festival and have they canceled a gig on us and all that fun stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's logistics and then some, you know, objective listening.
I am talking with Shana David Massett about the Duluth Homegrown Festival this May 2nd through 9th. I asked you to pick some bands for us to highlight today. And who are we going to hear first?
Okay, so I picked out two bands that have played Homegrown last year and then one new musician. We've got a couple of groups that play really practically weekly in town. We've got the Boomchucks. They play every Thursday at Fitgers if you want to check them out before their big Homegrown show. And that's a country rock band with Jamie Ness and Brad Nelson. It's a lot of fun. And then I also wanted to highlight Kathy McTavish's project. She is an improvisational cellist, and she does some free improv, minimalist pieces, orchestral pieces. That's really neat. The last person that you'll hear is also a string player, Duluth native, went and explored the world, listened to music, decided how it would influence him, or was influenced by it. He probably didn't really decide. And so it's a lot of violin and foot stomping on that one. His name's Kip Jones.
I'm talking with Shayna David Massett about the Duluth Homegrown Music Festival happening May 2nd through 9th. And coming up now, we're going to hear Kip Jones, Kathy McTavish, and we'll start off with the Boomchucks. Shayna, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you. And I forgot to mention, DuluthHomegrown.com is our website. You can check out the schedule as soon as we post it.
Can we have you back on again in a couple weeks to do this again?
Yeah, I'd be glad to. Thank you so much.
Oh, 나무가 손바닥을 질 것이나
Duluth native Kip Jones, violin foot stomper. Before that was Kathy McTavish, an improv cellist, and we started that set off with the Boom Chucks, that country rock. All of those Duluth bands that will be at the Duluth Homegrown Music Festival the first week of May. Thanks again to Shayna David Massett for talking with us about the Homegrown Festival. Still to come, unreleased brand new music from the Tisdales. The Brass Kings are an excellent roots band out of the Minneapolis area. Steve Call, the guitarist and singer, is from Bemidji. They've put out a new CD called Live Humdinger. Here's the Brass Kings with Tin Man on Center Stage Minnesota. We'll be right back.
traveling faster than the speed of regret. The cops and my conscience haven't caught me yet. The soundtrack in my head is pumped to full blast. Sounds like Bob Dylan singing Johnny Cash. Life's an 8-to-4, boy, with your eyes on the door. Better watch out before they chain you to the floor. Look around, there are snakes in the grass. Watch out, boy, they'll box you in the ass. Well, if hindsight's 20/20, I'm collecting every penny that I spent on dreams that are supposed to come true, that I spent on you. I opened my mind and my brains fell out. I'm collecting every penny that I spent on dreams that are supposed to come true, that I spent on you. Just can't seem to shake them. They're coming in fast just behind the bend. And I'm looking for a way out. Trapdoor, trick box, escape route. Well, my hindsight's 20/20, I'm collecting every penny that I spent on dreams that I'm supposed to.
Out of Duluth, that was Coyote with One Time from their latest CD, When It All Comes Down, one of the many projects of Mark Gartman. Before that was Dustin Lee, new artist to Center Stage Minnesota, the song Hawkeye Prairie Heartbeat from his new CD, On My Way Back Home. We also heard from Eric Brandt and the Urban Hillbilly Quartet, the song Escape Route from their new CD, Bring in the Sails. And Eric Brandt and the Hillbilly Quartet will be guest in studio sometime soon on Center Stage Minnesota. And we started off with the Brass Kings' Tin Man from the new CD, Live Humdinger. Center Stage Minnesota is made possible with funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. The Tisdales are the loudest band in Minnesota. I haven't actually seen them live, but I've heard from reputable sources that's true. We're going to go out today with a brand new song from their forthcoming release, Out With The New. We're going to hear the song, Wait For It. This is Center Stage Minnesota, our program showcasing the talents of Minnesota musicians, locally programmed at the studios of 91.7 KAXE. I'm Doug McRosty, and as always, rock on.
Since Jojo's gone, I've just been broken. Got me with a jester's in my mind. So if you're up this way, be sure to call me. I'm always looking to have a real good time.
Go down in the mine. Go down in the mine.
Oh, I wait for it. Wait for it. I was spending time with my special lady. She makes me feel inside. On the other line, she had a mama. Tell her she ain't fit to be alive.
Go down in the
mine. Oh, have you heard the news?
Go down.
Why's your mama gotta be such a drag?
Go down in the mine.
Oh,
down in the mine.
What's it gonna take? me something and paper. Maybe some scissors and some glue. Oh, I can't take much more of this. Gotta yeah, work so hard for just one thing. Because of me.